This program is brought to you by the University of Southern Queensland.
1197 AM DAB Digital Plus Digital Radio on phoenixradio.com.au, and this is Dannon and Jess.
And we are coming to you live from Corinda State High School with the USQ Goes Back to School program. And do we have a massive show planned?
So massive.
We've got interviews with students, we've got interviews with teachers, and we also have a couple of competitions.
Speaking of competitions, we are running a very original competition today. I don't know whether you've ever heard of it, but it's Guess How Many Lollies Are in a Jar competition. So, come up and make your bets with the jar of lollies. Coming up, we have interviews with the Deputy Principal, Jake Gallagher, and Anna Hall-Young, who has just returned from her French New Caledonia school trip.
We are here at Corinda State High School today,
and joining Jess and I is the Deputy Principal, Jake Gallagher. Jake, welcome.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
No problem. So, Jake, in order to get to know you and the Corinda State High better, we've arranged a rapid-fire 10-question interview. So you have to answer honestly and as fast as you can. Are you ready?
I think so. We'll see how I go.
Okay, so quickly.
We'll just go back and forth?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. Let's do this.
What's your favourite colour?
I'm going to go blue.
Ooh.
Just because I'm only wearing blue.
So yeah. How long have you been deputy?
I've been deputy for the last 3 years. I've been at Corinda 8 years, but yeah, deputy principal the last three.
Nice.
What made you want to work in education?
When I left school, I actually didn't have a clue what I wanted to do,
that's
to
all
be honest.
Yep.
But I got into education. I had a really good experience at high school, and I had some very, very good teachers, and that kind of had a good say in what I wanted to do after school.
Nice. Favorite subject in high school?
Ancient history.
Yes.
What's your favorite ice cream flavor?
I'm pretty boring. I like vanilla.
That's completely fine. You can put all kinds of topics.
Yep.
Celebrity crush?
I don't know. I don't think I have a celebrity crush.
That is all good.
That is completely fine. I don't either.
What is a fun fact about Corinda State High?
Fun fact, we have a farm. We're one of the very few schools that have a farm at our school. So it's pretty cool.
Nice. What year did you graduate?
High school. 2007.
What is your favorite memory or story about working here?
I don't know if I have one in particular. I guess the best thing about working here is the people, the kids. The kids here are really, really great. So, yeah, that's probably the favourite part about working here.
Awesome. And finally, what is the best part about being a deputy principal?
There's a lot. But, again, it's pretty similar to, like, how your favourite memory is like, the kids, getting to work with the kids on a daily basis, seeing the kids. And it's good because I've been here so long now that I've kind of seeing kids from grade 7 all the way through to grade 12 now, so it's really, really cool.
Yeah, exactly. That's the most important thing.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
Yeah, that's pretty much the end of the rapid fire.
That was
the
rapid fire questions.
Yeah, all right,
sweet. Great.
Enjoyed
Thanks,
it.
Guys.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Jake Gallagher. Yeah. So stick around for more this hour with interviews with Anna Hall-Young, who had just returned from her French New Caledonia school trip, and art student Naomi Arnold, who was the recipient of the CGEN Goma Award.
And don't forget, we've also got our lolly competition, so come on, sign up, guess how many there is, and you could be winning the entire jar.
I reckon there's at least two.
Maybe.
At least.
Yeah, okay. And joining Dannon and I...
There we go.
I can't English today, okay?
Oh, no, it's all good.
Joining Dannon and I at Corinda State High is Anna, who just returned from her week-long trip abroad to New Caledonia, right?
That's it.
Okay, with some other Corinda French students. So welcome, Anna.
Bonjour.
Ooh, French.
you probably know a lot more French than I do.
So I did French for about... I did it in primary school. I did it for 2 years here, and I don't remember it.
Oh.
But
I think bonjour is probably...
Bonjour? Yeah, that's pretty extreme. Yep. So why did you guys go to New Caledonia?
To improve our French language, and they had incredible beaches.
Oh, yeah. It's a beautiful place there. Yeah, it's great.
It's insane, yeah.
So could you tell us like what the culture in New Caledonia is like compared to back here?
Well, first of all, when we went to school, obviously we went to a special international school, but apart from that, I could see in the schools that they didn't have a school uniform. Ooh. So obviously at Corinda we have a school uniform.
Yeah.
Apart from that, in our host family, they had an entree every meal.
Oh, okay.
Dinner and dessert, where I know my family, we just kind of
Have dinner. Just kind of eat. Maybe have some dessert after. Yeah. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Pretty laid back. So you mentioned your host family. What was your host family like?
So they knew basic English.
Okay.
So we were put in an environment where we were forced to have to speak French, which was insane. It was really, to improve the language.
Yeah, exactly.
Very, very happy about that.
Yeah, like, I didn't take French. I took German back in school, and my German teacher mentioned something similar where she, I think it was her and a friend, were forced to speak German the entire time because the host family didn't know English.
Yes.
With their little bunnies. but yeah, so she and a friend had to speak German the entire time, and they learned it. And it was at the end of the trip, the host family was like, "Okay, you have a good trip." And they said that in English, like something like that in English at the end. So it was like forced.
Wow.
But anyway, going off topic, which I did, did you have a favourite part of the entire trip?
Okay, I had multiple. Can I say multiple?
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Just like list them.
Okay, so first day we got to go on the choo-choo train, which took us to a point lookout, and it was beautiful, and then we got to admire the city highlights, and not only that, I enjoyed going to our international school, which was called CREPAC, and I was placed in the advanced class, which I was really scared at first, but I had other people in the same boat as I was from Sydney, New Zealand, all there to learn the French language. Mm. And, this was by far my favourite, the Amity Islands.
Ooh, yep.
Oh, it was beautiful, like crystal blue water, insane.
Oh, awesome. Perfect.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned your favourite part, but what was the hardest part about the trip?
Hardest was definitely, I think, at first, meeting our host family, I was really nervous. Hmm. And
I think everyone's nervous to meet new
people. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
especially if you're going to be living with them for a week.
Exactly, yes. Complete strangers when you first meet them. But having to, like, speak French, like, I do take it at school, but when you have to put those sentences together, translate everything, it's difficult. But I definitely saw an improvement by the end of the week.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And finally, because you obviously do take French, do you have a favourite sentence or line to say in French? Or word, even?
Maybe.
Okay, I'll just say whatever. Le expérience était incroyable.
Yes.
The experience is credible?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Well done.
I didn't know that. I thought I was good at French. Anyway.
I didn't even take French and I got that. I'm proud of myself.
Anyway, thank you for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Yep. It was great talking to you. And coming up next, we have art student Naomi, who was the recipient of the CGEN Gomer Awards. And then we are meeting Joe Struthers, the hospitality teacher, and one of her students, Kiara, to discuss Corinda. State High's newest delicacy.
Actually, speaking of delicacies, how's the lolly jar looking?
It is looking like it's ready to be won, and some guesses for the jar are lining up. So stick around for the end of the show to hear the winner. This is Dannon and Jess.
And we are coming to you live from Corinda State High School with the USQ Gomers Back to School program. And currently with us is the CGEN Goma Award recipient, Naomi. Hello, Naomi. Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Awesome.
That's good. Okay. No, you do
okay.
It. It's fine.
So I was going to say, we have a couple of questions regarding the CGEN Gomer Award that we'd like you to answer. So, yeah. Oh,
so now I get to do it. Cool.
Yes. Okay, let's do it.
So, what is the CGEN Gomer Awards?
Well, they're about 30 awards, I think, awarded to out of 400 students who get selected from across the state to compete in the award. Once you get selected, you get to go to Goma next year, I think from April to August, for everyone to come see.
Awesome.
Great stuff.
Awesome. So what was your art piece that you entered into it?
My art piece consists of a digital work that I made and three coral and clay pieces underneath it.
Very nice.
Nice.
What was your inspiration with that then?
My inspiration was...
Anyway, just keep going.
My own problems with being a perfectionist as an art student, and my problems with that in creating art that is more abstract, because I try to make very perfect lines and stuff.
So what was the best part about creating like visual art? Because I'm not a visual artist myself.
I think visual art gives students the opportunity to share and create stuff that you don't really want to say or do out loud. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
whoa. The wind is sure fierce today.
Yeah, it's a really good opportunity to express stuff that you don't want to say out loud or really. Yeah, it's really good.
It's similar to writing in a way.
Yeah, like, it is.
Just expressing yourself in a piece of, like, a form of art that represents you.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's all the questions.
There we go. So thank you for joining us, Naomi. Up next, we will be meeting with Jo Struth, who is the hospitality teacher, and one of her students, Kiara, to discuss Corinda State High's newest delicacy. And then we are chatting to Ravina and Jemima, who were the runner-ups in 2019 USQ Rooting Comp.
But first, here is Tori singing a live cover of Shallow by Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. This is phoenixradio.com.au.
Trying to fill that void, or do you need more? Ain't it hard keeping it so hardcore? I'm falling. In all the good times, I find myself longing for change. And in the bad times, I fear myself. I'm off the deep end, watch as I dive in. I'll never meet the ground. Crash through the surface where they can't hurt us. We're far from the shallow now. In the
That was amazing. That was Shallow, done by Tori. And you're listening to 1197 AM at DAB Plus Digital Radio on phoenixradio.com.au. And this is Danan and Jess.
And we are coming to you live from Corinda State High School with the USQ Goes Back to School program. And right now we have Jo Struther, the hospitality teacher, here with us along with one of her students, Kiara. How are you guys?
Great, we're good. You.
Awesome. So we've got a couple of questions to do with this new delicacy that's come out. So I guess I'll start. So what sort of experience do the students get while doing hospitality? Either one of you. Let's do this. Maybe you answer together.
We have hospitality that runs from grade 10 all the way to grade 12. Mm-hmm. And throughout that, they have different opportunities to engage in different areas of hospitality. We're really lucky here at Corinda that we have our own cafe. So students learn how to be baristas. Kiara is actually doing a Cert 3 in hospitality, so she's coming away with a certificate at the end of grade 12. And what sort of things do you do in that Cert 3?
So in Cert 3, we do a lot of things. And one of them is learning how to use the espresso machine. Mm-hmm. And we also comes with other things like, you know, being able to serve customers and all that. But I have gained a lot of experience with that certificate.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I've been doing it since grade 9, so since my fourth year. And so, yeah, I really enjoy it.
Awesome, awesome.
What can you tell us about Corinda State High's newest delicacy?
I assume you're referring to these amazing yogurts.
Absolutely.
That we have here.
Yes.
So one of our new purchases this year was this amazing yogurt machine. And basically what you do is you just put fresh fruit into it and then the yogurt base. And it does its magic and it all swirls together. And they have been incredibly popular all the way down to our younger grades make these and sell these, our sevens and eights. Mm-hmm. And they are, yeah, great on a hot day.
Awesome. Well, you've actually kind of answered our next question, yep. Which was how do you make the yogurts?
Well, what do you do?
How many flavors of yogurts do you guys make?
Endless. Like there is an endless, whatever you can think of fruit-wise that could go into a yogurt, it can go in there. Some things are better than others, like the frozen banana wasn't very successful. Mm. However, like the berry ones were really, really successful, both as in popularity and making them as well.
Okay. You know what? I actually thought of another question.
Oh, what's that?
What do you think the strangest flavor combination for yogurt would be?
Banana.
Just straight banana.
Yeah, I agree.
Banana.
Okay. Well, now, Dannon.
Oh, yeah. So we've heard we're going to be doing a blind taste test of these yogurts, but I can't eat yogurt, so I'm going to hand it over to Anna to take over my position.
Yeah. So, because Dannon can't have it, we've got one of the students here to taste test with me, so...
Okay,
I feel like we should have the blindfolds on now. Should we quickly do that? Put the blindfolds on or? Okay. Awesome. Can we have the blindfolds?
Don't look underneath it. That's the answer.
I didn't see anything. Don't worry. Anyway, so yes, let's do this. Let's get the blindfolds on first.
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh. No blindfold? Oh, okay. Never mind. No blindfold.
Just don't look at the bottom.
Don't worry. I won't. Oh, we've got spoons right here. So let's do this.
All right.
What flavors are you picking up?
I'm picking up strawberry and mango. I don't know why. Those are two completely different fruits.
Okay, I feel like there's definitely a berry in this.
Yeah.
But I'm just raspberry, maybe blueberry.
I think I can see blueberries in the cup.
Yeah,
but
that's like, blueberry.
Yeah, but for me, mine is like completely...
You might be onto something with the mixture of flavors.
Yeah.
Oh, so what is it? Mixed berry?
Well, you said all those fruits, so what would you say in a combined?
Oh.
Okay. All right.
So strawberry, raspberry, and blueberry?
Yeah.
Do you want to agree with that?
Okay, I'll go with that.
It's fruit salad.
Fruit salad.
Oh, my God.
Fruit salad yogurt. Oh, wow. Okay. This is actually really good, though.
Interesting, yeah.
Well, you've got two more to taste.
Oh, right.
Okay, all right.
Should we use a different spoon for it? Or use the same one?
It's all right, you guys are...
Just lick it.
Oh, okay. So, should we go to the next one then?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I'm just going to close this up quickly. Oh. Whoops. Okay, let's... Okay. Okay, so... Which one do you want?
All right, let's take that one.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Let's try 3, 2, 1. Already I'm tasting orange. Like mandarin or orange or something. Mandarin.
Was there any textures in those guys?
There's a couple.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Like icy?
Is this mango? Frozen mango?
No.
Oh my gosh, I know this.
So do I, and it's annoying me that I can't get it.
You may have had it when you were a baby.
Is it pear?
Yes!
Oh!
Yes. Wow, congrats. I did not get that.
Okay, I knew it was coming, yes.
Okay, now let's do the last one.
And lucky last.
We're keeping these yogurts, by the way. Well, I am anyway.
Yeah, I definitely want some.
Okay, now let's do this. Already I see a big piece of fruit.
I feel like it's mango.
I feel like it's orange and mango.
Close.
Mm, yes, okay,
that's very
yeah.
close.
Ooh, close.
It's like a tropical fruit.
Oh, is it pineapple?
No.
Okay. That would be a weird flavor. I don't know. I'm still thinking mango.
Yeah, and definitely orange.
Do I get an answer?
No.
No.
Did you tell us?
Lychee.
Oh, I've never had that before.
Yeah.
That
no, wouldn't have called it.
No, as we okay.
said,
well,
if it's fruit, it can go in the machine.
Ah, wow. True. Okay. Well, thank you for the, thank you for the delicious yogurts. Yeah. So, up next, Danan and I are going to be talking to Ravina and Jemima, who are runners-up in the 2019 USQ Mooting Comp and playing a teacher versus student quiz. But first, this is Corinda State High's saxophone quintet playing Liberty Bell. Let's do this. And that was Liberty Bell, done by Corinda State High's saxophone quintet. Yep. You're listening to phoenixradio.com.au on 1197 AM DAB Plus Digital Radio.
We are here at Corinda State High School today, and joining Jess and I are two runners-up from the 2019 USQ Mooting Comp, legal studies students Ravana and Jemima. Welcome, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah, sorry we mispronounced your name earlier. So what exactly is a mooting comp?
Yeah, so a mooting competition is basically kind of connected to legal studies. So it's you get given a fake case.
Oh.
Yeah, and you just have to argue for or against the person in question.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
How did you become involved in this competition?
So our legal teachers approached us about it, and they just asked us, would you be interested in doing this, and we kind of just didn't know what we were in for, and we're like, yeah, sure.
So, sure, why not? Sounds like a new experience. Let's do it. So what was the preparation like beforehand?
Very stressful, because there are lots of concepts that you have to look deeply into and look into the case, and there's, yeah, you had to switch sides as well, so you had to go back and forth between thinking.
Switch sides, looking at all the evidence and all the possible logical.
Yeah, it really hurt our brains.
Awesome.
What advice would you have for the students interested in participating in similar events in coming years?
I would say make sure you're committed and interested in law, just because it is quite difficult. So if you're not committed and you're not interested in it, you're not going to have a good time.
Mm.
And I think it lasted us around 5 months worth of preparation and getting to where we did. So yeah, commitment is a huge thing.
Wow, that's
great.
Yeah, wow.
I also believe congratulations is in order for both of you for receiving scholarships to study law at USQ. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah. We might see you next year.
And big congratulations to you, Ravana, for being awarded the prize for best advocate in the grand finale.
Yeah,
and
thank you.
Receiving a prize of $2,000.
Yeah.
Wow. I can't imagine what I would spend. But yeah, so thank you for being here. And coming up next, we have the student versus teacher quiz, where we are meeting Andrew Breen, the international studies teacher.
Very nice. We will also be announcing the winner of the Guess How Many Lollies in the Jar competition. So please come and make your guesses.
And make sure you stick around.
Exactly. And this is a saxophone quintet, again, performing Tiger Rag or Tiger Raj. Thank you.
amazing. And that was Tiger Rag by the Corinda State High's saxophone quintet. You're listening to 1197 AM DAB Plus Digital Radio on phoenixradio.com.au.
We are here at Corinda State High School.
Are you
today.
Okay?
No, I am not. And joining us for the TGFS student is Grace and Corey. Welcome, guys.
Hello. Thank you very much.
Hello. Hey. So we've got a few general knowledge questions, but we're going to be doing it rapid fire style. So it's just going to be as soon as you have a guess, just say your name and then say it. Just as soon. Okay. So do you okay. want to start?
Okay. Yeah. So you're going to buzz in with your name when you think you know the answer. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. So, what two colors make purple?
Buzz. Corey. Yes. Buzz. Red and blue.
Yes.
Perfect. Yep. 1 point for Corey.
Okay. Number two. What is the largest planet in the solar system? Is it A, Neptune, B, Earth, C, Jupiter, or D, Mars?
Buzz,
Buzz
Corey.
Jupiter.
Yeah, you gotta say your name.
Oh, sorry. Grace, Jupiter.
T.O., cheating. the answer is Jupiter.
Well, that you see, that is true, but she sort of did say Buzz, and you were saying Buzz earlier.
Yeah. Yes. So, you got me confused.
Yeah.
That's your fault.
So I feel so teachers have, you know, this influential role. So, all right.
So yeah. I feel that that one goes to Grace.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so one all.
Okay.
What
number three.
Is 34 plus 68?
If you don't know, just take a guess.
Addition.
What was the numbers again?
34 plus 68. You can get, try doing the biggest.
102, sorry.
102?
Correct.
So who gets that? Because all the Grace right. says right. correct
dance
answer first.
Really counts eight, but so,
yeah, exactly. I understand.
So who gets that?
I would say that goes to teachers
yes.
that time.
Okay.
Because the buzzer is still in place.
Okay, question four. Who's the current Prime Minister of Australia?
Grace Scott Morrison?
Yes.
Perfect. To all. Okay. What year did the most recent Spider-Man movie come out?
Buzz.
Last year.
Where's the buzzing actually?
I said Buzz.
Yeah.
She did say Buzz.
I said Buzz.
What's your...
She said to
What's
2019?
Oh, wait, no.
2019.
No. Oh.
2019 is correct.
True. Yes, 2019
that is this
yep.
year.
Yep.
Okay. And our final question is a science question.
Oh, God.
So what's the symbol for gold on the periodic table?
Buzz. Is A-U-G. Oh. No. Oh. Yeah, I don't know.
We're gonna
no,
pass.
You'd actually...
We're going to go through
let's
A, B, C, D, and E.
So, oh, okay. Sorry.
There's only four. Okay. A, H, G, B, P, B, C, S, N, or D, A, U?
Oh, A, U. Yeah, whatever.
You got a buzz or?
Buzz.
Yes.
Yes.
No, I'm second guessing myself.
No.
AU?
Yes,
AU. Correct.
Yeah.
All right, so that was a
tie.
That was a tie.
That was a tie. What do we need for a tie?
Okay, here's one. Okay, you ready? Who is the principal of Corinda State High School?
Buzz.
They said it at the exact same time.
Helen correct. Jamison.
Boy.
Yep. Perfect. Teachers have won with Corey taking the lead by 1 point.
Wow. Okay.
Thank you so much for joining us, guys.
Awesome.
Up next, we're going to be having Andrew Breen, the International Studies teacher, and we are also announcing the winner of Guess How Many Lollies Are in the Jar competition. So
now.
Please bring it in.
Yes.
Put in your votes.
Awesome.
And anyway, here is Andrew
here
Breen
is
right
Andrew
now.
Breen. Hello, how are you?
Thanks, how are you guys?
Awesome.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so we've got four questions that we're just going to ask you and yeah.
Yep. So, how does Corinda State High's International Students Program work?
Yeah, so we have international students from all over the world that come to us. A lot of our students are Vietnamese, Chinese. We also have lots of study abroad students as well.
Yep.
There's graduate students, and they're here to study here at school, do their best,
yeah.
And then on a pathway to hopefully go to university, and often here in Brisbane, Australia, that they actually go on to university.
Yeah. Exactly, that's
so,
amazing.
Yeah, so they come to us, and they do their studies here. We do everything we can to look after them and try and make that transition as successful as we can.
Awesome. Yep. So,
what sort of opportunities does this give your students?
It gives the international students, obviously, a great opportunity to study here in Australia, which is not easy for them. They're away from mum and dad and away from their own countries and, in a foreign land, so that's always very tricky. We're here to try and support that process. But also gives our students here at Corinda an amazing opportunity to be global citizens, meet lots of different cultures, and hopefully have that blend and mix of cultures and make the world a bit of a smaller place.
Awesome. So you mentioned Vietnam and a couple of other countries, but what other countries do you have that liaison with Corinda for this program?
Yeah, effectively, students are welcome from all countries around the world.
Okay.
We find that we have quite a lot of Vietnamese students that are attracted to Corinda. We have a lot of Vietnamese families and connections. Mm. They stay in some nominated homestays where they might already know each other. But yeah, we've got lots of countries through Europe, Italy, Germany, France. We have some students from South America as well. It expands across anywhere and everywhere that they find themselves here.
Awesome, yeah. Awesome. And what do you think's the best part of the program?
Personally, for me, it's helping these students to connect and be that middle ground where normally, you know, maybe mum or dad would help you out as a young person. Very rewarding working together with those groups.
Awesome.
But having that global connection is probably the best thing for us and for our school.
Awesome. Well, that's...
Thank you so much for joining us, Andrew.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. Now, sadly, that's pretty much all we've had. But first...
Oh, yes.
Let's announce the winner of the Guess How Many Lollies Are in the Jar competition.
Yes. So out of the 23 people that guessed, there could only be one winner. So the correct amount of lollies that were in this jar was 204. And the person who guessed the closest with 225 is Casey McLeod.
Woo!
So if you're here, come retrieve your prize.
Woo!
If not...
Is she here?
If you are here,
McLeod,
please.
Come grab your lollies. Come grab your prize.
Maybe.
Well,
please. That would be appreciated.
Well, hopefully. But yeah.
Yep.
That's
all we've got time for today. It's been amazing being back at Corinda.
It really
for me
has.
At least. Yeah.
Well, definitely for me because I got to try 3 new flavors of yogurt.
Yep. Were they actually really good?
They were. I did not guess the lychee one because I had never had it before.
You've never had it?
I've never had lychee before.
Oh.
Which was
a
strange.
Pleasant surprise?
Yeah, that was a pleasant surprise. I was thinking mango, but like...
Oh, lychee.
Yeah, mango and lychee, I'm not sure if they're similar or not.
Not really.
No.
No, it's more like a grape, if anything. So, sadly, that's the end of this week's USQ Goes Back to School program.
Yeah.
Thank you so much to Corinda State High School for hosting us today. You guys have been amazing.
And
thank you so much.
Yes. And everyone, you're listening to 1197 AM DAB Plus Digital Radio on phoenixradio.com.au. And this is The Way I Are by Timbaland and Kerry Hilson.
Here it is.
Today's world is more competitive. Challenges are more complex. Industries more rapidly changing. Employers more demanding. You need to think bigger, act faster, work smarter. And to do it, you need to be more than skilled, more than relevant, more than qualified, more than confident, more than employable. Become more with the University of Southern Queensland, the number one uni for graduate employment in Queensland. Apply now at usq.edu.au.